into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-453 is the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there for you. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site if you would like. All you have to do is go and submit stuff to it. So you find something online that you think's interesting, you submit it as show prep, it appears on the site, and then other people can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've done. That's freetalklive.com. So head over there and get involved. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
Derek J., you've come across some news out of New Jersey, which is where you're from, actually.
That's right.
And it's pretty weird sounding. Like, this is new to me. I've never heard of this before.
If you didn't think that red light cameras were a scam enough, now they're putting spotlights on individual human beings who they believe are about to commit a crime. They're adding them to the red light cameras that are already being added to, you know, intersections just to prevent traffic violations of people running these red lights. They see a camera, they say, maybe I won't this time. I don't know what the theory really behind these cameras is, because to me it always seems like a big brother.
Well, the theory is revenue. Like, because the cops can't be everywhere at once, they install these red light cameras at as many intersections as possible and then just, you know, use an automated computer system to write people tickets. And most people never challenge the tickets they get. They never take them to court. You know, prove that I was in the driver's seat, for instance, right? So, you know, they go unchallenged, and people just cut them checks. So it's all about revenue. It's not about safety.
Well, I don't know how they'll be directing revenue with this one. This seems like totally a Big Brother technique to me.
Yeah, tell me more about it.
Well, the idea is that police will be watching these cameras that are at intersections, places that are dark, I would suppose. I don't think they'll be using them during the daytime, but they are red spotlights that are able to be directed around by remote control. So in theory, someone sitting in a big room with lots of cameras can be watching and say, that person looks suspicious, and then bam, drop a spotlight on them. And I suppose that people are going to feel safer knowing that someone has a red spotlight on them. They get to watch out for that suspicious person that the police have deemed, you know, dangerous, supposedly. So I can't imagine that these would violate anyone's rights. Can you?
I'm just bewildered by this. I've never, like, sometimes the state people surprise me. Like, sometimes I'm not surprised by the advancements of tyranny in this country. It's like, oh, yeah, more of that. But sometimes just out of left field, I never would have expected this to be, you know, something that they came up with. So what criteria will they be using to determine who it is that they'll be shining these lights upon?
They really haven't said much about that at all. The police chief is just saying that it's been so effective to have all these red light cameras that this is going to add an extra layer of safety and help keep the police safe. It seems to be most of their goal, is to keep the police safe in these situations where someone rolling by in their police cruiser would maybe have to stop, get out, investigate a situation. This is going to eliminate all that, but I think it's also going to make the situations more frequent because the cop won't feel like they're at risk. So they're just going to be popping this spotlight onto people, whoever they want, and then I don't know. I suppose that person could always walk out of the spotlight. There's no harm in just walking away from it. I don't think that it, you know, barks at you or you know, throws
next.
A mark on you.
That's,
yeah,
that's what's next. And they had that in the UK. I don't know if they probably still do. You know, they've got all their cameras everywhere.
Yeah, the CCTV cameras can actually yell at people, tell them to pick up trash
right.
if they dropped trash on the ground.
Right. I mean, just imagine sitting on a park bench or something like that, and you know, you're using your Vapersmiths or something, and then all of a sudden some Cockney accent starts barking at you and, you know, telling you what to do. We're probably not far away from that happening here in New Jersey, or at least in New Jersey, where this technology is being implemented. So
But can you imagine? I would be terrified. It's just a person walking around. If a spotlight were to drop on me for
all
whatever
of a sudden.
Reason. Yeah, like having my hands in my pockets or something, calling that suspicious behavior, like I may be intending to hurt someone.
Mm-hmm. Wearing sunglasses at night, for instance, that could be it.
Yeah, but they may find me suspicious for a number of reasons.
Right.
And so I would not feel comfortable knowing that there are agents of the state watching my every move and then dropping spotlights on me to alarm my fellow humans that I may be a danger to them.
Now, that brings me to an important point or question. There is going to be a human being behind this, right? I mean, there's some guy with a joystick out there that's making these determinations?
Yeah, until there's the technology for these red light cameras to detect suspicious persons on their own, yeah, it's a human being who's doing it. But I'm sure there are programmers who are, you know, hard at work trying to find ways to determine, I guess through heat signals or whatever, that people are suspicious or not. But I would say another danger in this, if people like this idea, one thing to consider is that I think traffic red lights have made life a little more dangerous on the road because people aren't making their own decisions about when they're going to pay attention to the road. So a person who's coming to an intersection may have a different perspective when coming to a circle because you actually have to use your own mind, analyze the road, and your position of when you want to move at a circle. But at a red light, you just wait for the government to tell you when to go. In this case,
it's true.
People,
it makes people lazy,
right.
Mentally lazy.
So in this case, people who ought to be vigilant in cities or high-crime areas should be looking around are now just going to depend on the person in the sky
yeah,
to go
just do
drop
what I'm told.
They'll drop a spotlight on anyone dangerous. I don't have to look around right now because there's no spotlight on anyone.
That's a good point. So this is going to be controlled by a human being, which is different from the red light cameras. That's all automated, you know, based on when the lights turn. They take pictures of anybody running through the intersection. It's all done by a computer system, and then the system actually is, I think from what I understand, the system is what sends the tickets out as well. So it really doesn't even pass through human hands at all until somebody pays the check or they cut a check and pay the fine. In this case, they will require someone to be monitoring these intersections, which is going to be a kink in their plan to some extent because, well, you know, human resources are finite and the state governments only have so much money. And so how much money can they really direct toward hiring someone to observe these video cameras and operate the platform that creates this? So that's another question. So well, how effective this will be at actually finding, you know, the supposed criminals, and again, what criteria they'll be using, I'm still not sure.
The idea, it seems, from William Robertson, the police chief of East Orange, where these spotlights are being rolled out, is to deter crime. He's saying, he even mentions the London cameras in his mm-hmm. quote. He says, whereas London has talking cameras, we're about to deploy light protecting cameras, better known as light-based intervention systems. The message to criminals is, we are observing you, the police are recording you, and the police are responding. So it's supposed to make people so fearful of looking suspicious or acting in any other way outside the conventional norms that, you know, don't catch our attention for being different.
You know, they did find that in London, the video cameras didn't make a damn bit of difference as far as lowering crime. But lights do make a difference. Just regular street lights make a difference. Like, so if you've got a lighted street versus, you know, unlighted street, it's more likely someone's going to get robbed at knife point or something like that in an unlighted street.
But so nobody has to monitor a lamppost.
That's right.
You can keep that on bright and you can have a million of them and not need anyone to watch. Watch how they're doing.
Right.
This would require someone sitting in a seat and watching a bunch of TV cameras determining where to drop the spotlight.
Yeah, this seems more to be a nice sweet contract for whoever the contractor is that's going to be installing these new devices.
I can't imagine how a person would get fired with that job. How could you determine that someone's done a bad job?
Of installing it or monitoring?
Of monitoring.
Yeah, how could you? Because, again, they're only going to be focusing the light on people that they believe will be committing crimes. 855-450-FREE. I suppose they can focus it on people actually committing crimes as well. It's just, the whole thing just feels creepy to me. More coming up. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Vaporsmith's e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With Vaporsmith's, you'll enjoy all of the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. Vaporsmith's are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at Vaporsmith's.com.
Hi, Mike Penns with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Penns, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Penns, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Penns, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And Derek J has a blog. You can visit him there. You're, of course, one of the bloggers, many bloggers at freekeen.com, but you have your own blog as well, which
That's
is
right.
liveforyourdance.com.
That's correct.
And you have been busily uploading videos of us of late.
weight. What are some of the newest clips that you have added to your blog?
Well, I, of course, have a call to the new Keene City Mayor, who said on a recent talk show that he would be interested in having the local media and independent media interview him. Mm-hmm. I have a call to his office where I unsuccessfully schedule an interview. This was weeks ago. Still haven't heard.
Was it weeks?
Yes. Wow. Still haven't heard back. And so that's just part of highlighting the bureaucracy there.
Right.
But one of my favorites that I've recently uploaded is when we were served. We were given notices of trespass for singing on the parking lot of the Superior Court building here
right.
in Keene. And
No, it was harassing. We were harassing.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Well, persistent harassing is what they called it. And you can see the court order there yourself over at freetalklive.com. We'll probably have a link, but it's at livefreeyourdance.com. Where you can just see the order for yourself. It's just amazing to see this video where they tell us that we're not, you and Ian, Ian and I and some others who were out there singing, we're not allowed to be on the parking lot. Now, we hadn't been in the parking lot at all that day. We had stayed on the sidewalk, and that is what the court order said. We had to stay on the sidewalk.
Well, this was after the time when they came out and verbally threatened us and kicked us out of the parking lot. This was their official, you know, service of the same threat, essentially, that they had verbally delivered previously. They had it all written up, and the sheriff had signed it, and I still wonder what the legality of all that is, and whether or not it's actually, even by their own rules, a legal thing for them to do, or if it's just a bluff.
Well, that's part of the video. If you look it up, you'll be able to see that I go and do some investigative work into the RSAs that they cite, saying that they have the authority to do this. Apparently, we're thefting their property by being on it, is allegedly their claim through the RSAs and the language written in the order. But if you disagree, please write in and tell me if you think I've erred there. But no, that seems to be their claim, that we are unauthorized persons and the owner of that property doesn't want us there. So who is the owner? That is unclear to me. But
yeah.
I would think that you as a taxpayer would be part owner, but
you'd
apparently
think.
Not.
But yeah, they just do whatever they want to, and folks can keep up to what Derek's doing over at liveforyourdance.com. And do you have time to read books these days? I can tell you, I find it real difficult to make time for books. But audiobooks are the solution. It's a great way to get in the reading you really want to do without having to carve any extra time out of your day to actually sit down and read a book. Because odds are good, you're spending time in the car, you're going from place to place. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment, including business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, sci-fi, and everything else you can possibly imagine. It is fast, easy, and affordable, and their selection is huge. So try it for yourself. Go and dig around and see all of the stuff that they have at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's obviously our affiliate link. So when you click in through that, it will give us credit for, you know, getting them the sign up. And you're going to get a free audiobook out of the deal. You get a free download. It doesn't have to be an audiobook. It could also be a podcast as well. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get a free gold membership. And your first audiobook is completely free. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You've got nothing to lose. Give it a shot. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Good evening.
Frank, what's on your mind tonight?
It's very interesting when we talk about the security grid or the, you know, surveillance that we're all under right now. When you mention the cameras, be they cameras recording cars going through intersections or systems that FEMA and Homeland Security are subsidizing state and local governments to acquire, such as in the United Kingdom, England especially, you'll notice that the main reason why these systems exist isn't to prevent crime happening in real time, but it's sort of like the riots last year in England, London, whereby everything was documented, and then 2 months later, 3 months later, people were arrested for their participation, whether it was doing vandalism or just protesting or whatever.
Hmm.
Wow.
So really?
Yeah. So in a sense, we have to be aware of that. And the same thing is happening right now in Russia. in Moscow. We know that there's an election going on with Putin, and he'll probably win. And there are different individuals, anarchists, people that believe complete freedom, and people that want to return to Bolshevism. And as a result, you know, Moscow does have a grid of surveillance as well. And they're arresting, you know, these individuals, even if they're at, let's say, protests, and they swear, not using profanity, but they make a statement to themselves. That's actually punishable by up to 15 days in prison right now. And there's several young agitators, political activists, that are actually going through that. So in
this
a sense,
is in Russia, you're saying.
Yeah. So we have to be mindful of, you know, the surveillance system that Michel Foucault talked about, the Jeremy Bentham's panopticon metaphor, is now rather ubiquitous. And we're seeing it being integrated all over the United States, whether it's little villages, you know, in agricultural areas, or cities like New York or Brooklyn, whereby, you know, everything is surveilled. And
right.
Ultimately, it will be used in retrospect to punish those that, you know, challenge the system or, you know, break the supposed social political order. And that's all I wanted to say tonight. So,
yeah, I'd say you're right about that, Frank. And I would also suggest that if there's a chance that you can stop these things from coming to your area, if they're not already there, then you should really consider pulling out whatever stops are necessary
That's a very good point. If people have the ability to take action, and but for the most part, these are mandated by the federal government with, you know, FEMA, Homeland Security.
Right.
And
we're
the
dealing
mayor,
with it here, too.
Even the
even
little police departments sort of are, you know, becoming fusion threat centers tied in with that system. So,
yep, they absolutely are. In fact, we're seeing it happen here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, not necessarily on the surveillance aspect, but on the militarization of the police, where
sure.
They've recently taken a federal grant of $300,000 with which they must buy a what they call a Bearcat attack vehicle.
Oh, that's like a tank, right?
Yes. It's an armored personnel carrier.
I just wish I were manufacturing those Bearcat vehicles.
Yes, Blanco is doing very, very well as a result of all the federal money that is being shuffled over to them. Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE. And the way it happened here was they just came and slipped it in. They know that no one goes to city council meetings, so they heard this thing at the meeting, and then they approved it. And it literally just happened within 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden there's news about how the city council is accepting this Bearcat from the federal government, and it's outrageous to people.
And for those people who are still supporters of it because they think it's cheap and a good way to prevent crime, remember that there's upkeep on these vehicles that is not being accounted for when the government says, here, this is free.
Right. What kind of repairs is it going to take? It's a really specific, like a Toyota Camry. This is a specific, unique kind of vehicle, and it's going to be very expensive to repair and keep up. More coming up, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include our mobile site. If you have a smartphone, you should have our mobile site bookmarked. Go to m as in mobile.freetalklive.com, and you'll get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast there. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. I was actually on the phone with one of the guys from TuneIn.com today, and we're talking about some sort of a partnership, and nothing has been ironed out. No agreements have been signed at this point, but we've had TuneIn's links there on our mobile site for quite a while, and I guess they just got into the Ford sync. Ford, I guess, has the new dashboard where it's all digital,
Oh, yeah, those are beautiful.
Fancy digital stuff and internet and everything. And so I guess TuneIn's going to have an app on the Ford sync dashboard. So if you end up in a Ford in a few years, you should be able to tune into Free Talk Live right from your dashboard.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. And that's among other things that hopefully we'll be able to announce soon about how, we're going to help TuneIn, they're going to help us, and it's cool. It's a cool platform they've got going on there. It's a nice, easy, mobile listening app that works on every phone that you can think of. So BlackBerry, Android, iPhone, Windows phones, they all have a TuneIn app, which makes it real easy to find Free Talk Live's live streams, and as well as LRN.FM. Even the Keene Police Scanner is on TuneIn, which is particularly handy. So again, m.freetalklive.com will take you there. Now then, Bitcoins, you need to know about these. They're going to become more, I think, more popular over time. Certainly they have become more popular in the last 3 years since they came out back in 2008. They are the world's first free market, peer-to-peer digital cash. They can't be counterfeited or inflated, and you don't have to ask anyone's permission to get started in this. You don't have to go and, you know, beg the government for a social security number so you can open a bank account just so you can have Bitcoins. No, you just go and download the Bitcoin client, and then you can start adding Bitcoins to your account. I mean, it is that easy. You can even buy them with a credit card or PayPal through our friends over at memorydealers.com. They're offering physical Bitcoins, which, of course, can be transferred to digital form at any time at memorydealers.com. They make a great conversation starter, sort of like how the Liberty Dollar was a great conversation starter for alternative currencies and value-backed currency. The Bitcoin physical pieces are a great conversation starter about the Bitcoin. Get people to ask questions about what it is, give you the opportunity to explain how cool it is, because it is truly decentralized. There's no one in charge. Believe it or not.
It's amazing.
Right.
People love the physical Bitcoins, too. They are a beautiful little coin.
Yeah, it's really cool, especially considering they're really only on, like, the second generation of them at this point. It's all, you know, brand new. This is new territory. And so, you know, some caution is warranted when it comes to the Bitcoin. And you can learn more about Bitcoin at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com. And go and get some over at memorydealers.com. It's going to be, and already is turning out to be, a revolutionary currency. So once again, weusecoins.com and memorydealers.com. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Since we're talking about police-related things, let's go down to the border, or thereabouts, the southern border in this particular case. According to KRGV in Rio Grande Valley, Valley, Texas, three beheadings in two different states have happened in the United States, not Mexico, which, if you've been paying attention to the insane war on drugs and what's been happening down south, you know that the drug cartels are, you know, they're becoming more brutal over time, apparently, and more open with their activities, and they're, you know, they've been known for particularly nasty things like beheading human beings.
Wow.
These aren't
state beheadings like you know, Marie Antoinette style things. These are just criminals who are hurting each other.
Correct. The average you know, drug criminal, the drug gangs are, you know, warring things out, and they're fighting people that you know, in turf wars and such. And it's sick. I mean, obviously, but this is what happens as a result of prohibition. When you prohibit a product or service, it goes underground and it becomes the product that is, you know, created and distributed by criminals, by people that are willing to face jail time. I mean, these people are risking serious jail penalties for dealing drugs, and so it attracts the, likely attracts the most dangerous of characters, especially at higher levels when you're dealing with even more value. You're dealing with big bulk purchases and thousands upon thousands or hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars worth of product. I mean, there's serious money involved, and serious criminals are involved in doing this business. And
well,
so
these are people who take enormous amounts of risk,
yes.
And in the absence of prohibition, I don't think they would be criminals, but, you know, businessmen
who would
talk things out with each other rather than behead one another.
Or go to court or arbitration or some sort of a public forum to air grievances.
There would be a vested interest in finding peaceful ways to solve their problems, because it costs a lot of money to hunt someone out and then have them killed. That's not good for business.
Right. You don't see Jack Daniels hunting down the manager of Starbucks so they can ice his wife or something like that to hold them.
It's bad for business. And if, you know, people were able to just promote this stuff out freely in the marketplace, then I think that you know, consumers would decide who's going to be the victor in all this.
And that would be the solution, Derek J. But unfortunately, no one's proposing that except for maybe someone like Ron Paul. And in this case, until someone gets serious within the political system, because, you know, like it or not, the system sucks, it's slow, it's unwieldy, it's awful. But as long as they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to keep getting what they're getting. And we're going to keep getting what we're getting. And that is that those of us, even if we're not involved in the drug trade or drug users, even if you're not a drug user, you're still possibly subject to being caught in the crossfire of a drug, you know, drug-related shootout. You're subject to having your car broken into and your stereo stolen. Maybe you being held up at knife point or gunpoint.
Or your rights violated by the police for fear that you may be one of these criminals.
Great point. Having your fourth, you know, your freedom to be free, your right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure being violated left and right. You'll have red lights shown upon you and other creepy police state things. And all, a lot of it comes down from the drug war. The drug war is the police's excuse to do all manner of just outrageous infringements upon people's liberty. But let me give you a little more about this headless situation that is developing. Former DEA supervisor Phil Jordan says all three beheadings have cartel written all over them. They happened in Arizona and Oklahoma within the last year. A murder mystery is now unraveling on a stretch of North Reservation Road in Tucson, Arizona County, where workers county workers found a headless man lying on the side of the road January 6th. The man's hands and feet were reportedly missing as well. Jordan says it would lead me to believe the message wanted to be sent. This is one of the ways they do it in Mexico, Colombia, and other places. He says the cartels are getting bolder in carrying out their beheadings across the border, and he says we used to only see these crimes in Mexico. More than 600 miles from the border, a 19-year-old human trafficking victim was found beheaded in Oklahoma. Karina Saunders was stuffed into a bag and left in a grocery store parking lot. Jordan says people know if they got on the wrong side of the fence that they will be dealt with. The police chief in the area says two men running the trafficking ring killed Saunders to send a message to the other victims. Jordan says the cartel's calling card is all over this case. Trafficking and smuggling are their top money makers because they're illegal. So as long as drugs remain illegal, the cartels will continue to make billions of dollars, and they will continue their cycle of violence. And even if you were to legalize drugs tomorrow, as long as people are illegal, in that it's illegal to come here without filling out the government papers first, and they, you know, they call them so-called illegal aliens, these people are also a product. They're
absolutely
in demand.
And now they're victims, too.
Right.
Didn't you say it was the person trafficking victim who was the one who was beheaded and had his hands and feet cut off?
That's right.
In order to send a message to the other ones that, what, they better shut their mouths? They better not say anything about this?
Well, a lot of times when, and we can talk more about this here in a moment, but a lot of times when you're dealing with, if you're somebody who's coming up as a, someone who's being trafficked, if you want to get to the U.S. and you want to, you know, make a new life here, and it feels like your only option is to use, you know, the cartel's trafficking service, there are certain terms that come along with that agreement. 855-450-FREE. Tell you more about it in a moment here. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in to toll-free number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in and invest it in Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country. I've been busily on the phones the last couple days calling stations because, good news, Lou Dobbs is quitting his radio show.
Hey!
Lou Dobbs is like some TV personality. Mm-hmm. Sometimes these TV guys come on and they try their hand at radio and they get tired of it usually after a certain period of time. To Lou Dobbs' credit, he lasted longer than the average Hollywood person coming into radio. Some of them don't even make it their first year before they call it quits. So he's calling it quits, and of course his reason is he wants to focus on his TV show. So goodbye to you, Lou. We'll be happy to take as many of your affiliates as possible. So if you happen to be somebody who is a listener of your local talk station, you know that they carry Lou Dobbs, call them up and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live instead. Now would be a good time to do that. So anyway, you can become an amplifier and help us do the marketing that it takes to reach out to these radio stations. Because believe it or not, I still call most of the stations I call have never heard of Free Talk Live. So, you know, even though we've got over 100 radio stations, they're just,
you know, we don't have millions and millions of dollars with which to actively promote a this radio show. You know, we've got a few grand coming in per month from AMP, and that's great, and I appreciate every single dollar that comes in. But obviously, you know, there's more work that needs to be done. There's more marketing that that we can do, and you can help us with that and get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast forum, and more. Just get the details and get signed up with any major credit card, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You can use any major credit card through PayPal over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, get in touch with SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Derek J with me tonight. Good evening, sir.
Hello.
We are talking about the cartels and the beheadings that are now apparently crossing the border. Americans used to feel safe from beheadings because they always were happening down in Mexico, where there's a little bit more cartel activity than there is, at least obviously, in the States. But it's starting to change. The beheadings are now coming across the border. There's a news piece from KRGV Television, and that's out of Rio Grande Valley, Texas, where three beheadings have been found in Arizona and Oklahoma within the last year. And people who know these things are saying that this looks like cartel work, that the way these folks have been handled, the way the beheadings were discovered and all that, points to cartel activity.
And but I think it was important what you pointed out earlier, that it's likely none of this would be happening if not for the horrors of prohibition of certain substances and prohibition of humans who, you know, aren't considered legal by the federal government, who then become commodities for these cartels to push along.
Exactly. So just like they're smuggling drugs into the country, the cartels are also running human beings into this country as well, because there's a fair demand. Even though the U.S. is cracking down in many ways on immigration, it's still a better place to live than a lot of other places in the world. And so as long as it's not a worse hellhole than the place from which they come, they will continue to come here. And unfortunately, there are people that would like to turn America into a hellhole, so therefore no one will want to come here anymore. That's not the country I want to live in. I want to live in a place where people can come and be free and come from around the world, and it didn't matter who they are, how much money they have, or any of that. They should just be able to come and be free and work and, you know, make a better life for themselves.
Here, here.
But because they aren't free to do those things, there are prohibitions on people coming here. The cartels have decided that they're going to assist people in coming here. And most of the time, it probably works out without them having to employ violence against the people that they're trafficking. Because ultimately, the way it tends to work, as I understand it, I'm no expert, I'm not a human smuggler, but, you know, I've heard a few things over the years. And as I understand it, the basic idea is it's like indentured servitude. So you make a deal with the cartel, you're going to either pay them in cash to get you across the border, in which case then you probably will be released, or you're going to have to make an agreement with them that you're going to work for them, or work for one of the people they know, or they'll, you know, hire you out to someone and you'll work for them or something like that. You know, maybe you'll be cleaning a house or who knows what. It could be any kind of work.
Right. And so then these innocent people become pawns in a criminal institution of that employs violence as one of its methods. So
yes.
That's awfully scary.
It is. It must be very frightening. You know, you're dealing with scary people likely all the way down the line, from the people that you originally make the deal with to whoever transports you there. And then the people that, if you are being kept, you know, you're like a kept person, like an indentured servant would be, they're probably not treating you very well either, because they know that you can't leave. They know that if they treat you poorly, that if you leave, they'll just report that you've left to the cartel. And or ICE, the feds, and either way, if you leave your agreement, then, well, you might end up being the next beheading victim to send a message to all of those who might be coming after you.
My goodness. I mean, it's just so terrible to hear about these things, and I want it to stop. I hope you do, too. And I can only see the government as being the what the cause of this situation, right? Because it's not like the cartels would have any interest in sending that sort of message, like, oh, go against us and you'll be beheaded, if there weren't the business of being able to traffic humans in the first place. Yeah. It's so frustrating that the government that writes all these laws to supposedly protect people is the one that's causing these beheadings indirectly, in my view.
And how many of them in the government realize it? I don't know. I know that there are a number of people in the war on drugs who are fighting the war on drugs knowing that it's futile. They know that it's pointless. I've talked to a former DEA agent who was totally aware while he was in the DEA that what he was doing was completely pointless. But, you know, it was a paycheck.
Well, people just want freedom so badly. I mean, can you imagine putting yourself in the shoes of someone who wants more freedom to come to America? You've heard all of these wonderful things about how free people are here.
Yeah.
And then taking the risk to associate with these dangerous people all right. the way up. It's just amazing the passion that people have to bring themselves and their families to a better place.
Why wouldn't you want to have people with that kind of passion for freedom here? Why would anyone want to throw those people out of this country?
I can't think of a good reason at all. I think immigrate.
Right. There is no good reason. It's just jealousy. It's just misunderstanding, misinformation, bigotry, all of those things, you know, rolled into various different mixes for different people. But it's ignorance. I mean, just to really drum it down to its essence, it's ignorance. The only reason why someone wouldn't support open immigration is you just don't know all the facts. And I used to be somebody who didn't get that issue back in the, many, many years ago. It was like one of the last issues that I came along on, and the ideas of liberty was, I don't know why I thought the way I thought before. I just heard things, you know?
Well, there's another mix to this, which is the welfare state. A lot of people that I've heard who are against immigration claim that people are just coming over here to suck up the welfare checks, which I haven't seen that been the experience of the people who have immigrated that I've met.
Me neither.
They're very hardworking, not taking welfare.
Yep.
But I can see that's another government-caused problem that's causing deaths. You know, people are trying to come over. If they are trying to take the welfare, well then, gosh, maybe welfare isn't such a great idea.
Investigators, by the way, in Chandler, Arizona, say cartel operatives came from Mexico to kill 38-year-old Martin Alejandro Cota Monroy. His beheaded body was found in his apartment. One is too many. Two is too many. Three should send an alarm, says the former investigator. He says investigators were too late to stop the killings three times in the last 12 months. Jordan says agents are trying to develop more informants to get to the cartels before they can commit the crimes. He says they will only specifically target their victims and aren't interested in random beheadings. That much is true. But all that said, this is not going to solve the problem. Trying after the fact to deal with this is not going to solve the problem. You have to strike the root, and the root is prohibition. And until prohibition ends, you're going to see more killings, you're going to see more families being torn apart, and it's just tragic.
And it's another force-based solution as opposed to a freedom-based solution.
1-855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, and there's only one guy in the national debates who's even going to come close to talking about ending the war on drugs, and that's, of course, Ron Paul. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with him. More on the way here. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.